This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of our candidates to lead the nation, there really are only two of them, one's named Trump, one's named Biden. Biden unveiled a great big, juicy, very expensive economic plan, $400 billion investment in American products, $300 billion investment in American R&D, free, count them, free four-year college tuition in public universities for any family making below $125,000 a year. And how's it all going to be paid for? By raising taxes. Corporate tax rate to go up 21% to 28%. Happy days are here again. Well, not exactly. 2 days before tax day. Tax day is this Wednesday, and that's July 15th. And it was, of course, postponed from April 15th because of the pandemic and the economic confusion. It's a great time to talk to Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform about the Biden tax plan and what he's let us know about it. Grover, I know you've been looking at these numbers, and I bet you're really, really enthusiastic about these tax increases Joe Biden is running on.
Well, it's interesting because he ran promising, he and Obama, President Obama, promised they would never raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $250,000 on any kind of tax. As soon as they were in, they started raising taxes on people across the board. So Biden lies. He understates the taxes. So when he tells you these are the taxes I'm going to raise, think of this plus. Trump and the Republicans took the corporate rate from 35%, the business tax in this country, 35% down to 21%. Which made us competitive with the rest of the world. You may remember during the Biden-Obama years, companies were leaving the United States. Investors were investing in China and overseas because China only took 25% of your profits. America, the American government, took 35%. Okay, so if you're making your decision just on taxes, you would go to China. Biden has promised about 10 times in front of the TV cameras to take the corporate rate from 21 up to 35. His most recent plan is 28, although when he was just asked and giving speeches off the top of his head, it was 35. So you imagine where his head's really at. But 28 is higher than 25. It will be more profitable to invest in China if Biden is president than the United States or Germany or any number of countries where today people invest in the United States instead. And you can think, well, that's a big company. And jobs are nice, but what about me, me, me? The average income family, median income family, four, two parents, two kids, $73,000 a year, would immediately pay $2,000 more by getting rid of the Trump tax cut, $2,000. Single parent, earning about $40,000, $1,300 tax increase. These are the tax increases. If you were one of the 5 million Americans who was hit by Biden and Obama's Obamacare penalty, this was the tax that was not a tax. It was a penalty, but it was money, and it looked like a tax. $700 for an individual, over $2,000 for a family. Penalty if you failed to buy Obamacare. It's not $700 and you got health care. It was $700, punch in the face, walk away. You got nothing to punish you for failing to buy Obamacare because it didn't make economic sense to you. That tax, that penalty, was abolished by the Republicans and Trump, ended. And Biden has repeatedly and recently said, yes, I'm going to bring that back. I will bring that back. 5 million people.
Grover, let me back you up for a moment. You're talking about the average American family paying $2,000 more in taxes. And I want that to sink in for everybody because you're talking about it's about $180 a month for a typical family that you're paying more. What is that based on? Is that based upon going back to the lower child deduction or what? In other words, where does that $2,000 figure come from?
It is the lower rate and the Republicans doubled the per child tax deduction, tax credit, doubled the tax credit. That will go back, cut back in half under Biden as he repeals the tax cut of Trump and the Republicans. He has repeatedly said, I'll repeal the whole thing. Now, I'm sure he's going to come back and, oh, no, I didn't mean this. I didn't mean that. But his position is repeal, and he has repeatedly stated it. And this new program he has is one of dramatic tax increases. He says tax capital gains taxes, now set at 20% for the highest income people, will be 40% for every single American, rich, poor, middle. If you have an asset, which you sell it for more.
Wait, has Joe Biden actually committed to that? Has he actually committed to that? That is extraordinary.
40%. Highest since Jimmy Carter. Highest since Jimmy Carter. Each time we've cut the capital gains tax, we've seen strong economic growth. When we've raised the capital gains tax, it has been problematic for growth.
By the way, let me back up for a moment. When we've lowered the capital gains tax, it's actually raised revenue from that tax, right?
Yes.
In other words, you make more revenue. You actually bring in more money for the government by lowering rates. Explain to people how that works.
Well, among other things, you can decide not to sell something because the capital gains tax is too high. I'll just hold on to it, wait until I die. You choose to sell a stock or your home or land over time, and you choose when to. And when you know there's going to be a capital gains tax, as there was under Obama, massive sales of assets before that and then much fewer after. The Obama tax increases around 2000, end of 2012, when he allowed a lot of the Bush tax cuts to lapse, lost $600 billion because the economy grew so much slower than it was projected because his tax increases. He actually lost money for the government by getting rid of the Bush tax cuts for higher income people, which he thought was just going to hit rich people. In point of fact, that slower economy hurt everybody, and kind of by definition, rich people are already doing okay.
Okay, Grover, let me play devil's advocate here for a moment.
Sure.
And take the line that a lot of Democrats would take, which is, wait a minute. Trump came in, like all Republicans, promised to balance the budget. We right now are running deficits like no one has ever seen before. The deficit, I think we're looking at about $2 trillion, something like that, for this year. It's a complete nightmare. And how can you possibly balance the budget at this point without some kind of massive tax increase like the ones that Joe Biden's talking about? That would be the challenge to you. And to which you say?
Two things. The really only way to balance the budget, given that the entitlement programs we have, Medicaid, food stamps, and others, are on automatic pilot, unless you bend down that cost curve, unless you do for all 180-plus welfare programs, means-tested programs, things you get the money because you're poor, not because you paid into it, like Social Security or Medicare. Unless you block grant those, as Bill Clinton eventually did, vetoed it twice, but did it the third time, he block granted aid to families with dependent children, what we call welfare, went out to the states. States reformed, did it better than the feds did it, saved 30-40%, got money to people who needed it, but didn't end up wasting it or having it stolen. And if you do that with each of the welfare programs that there, you bend the cost curve down to where it actually begins to save the United States money and brings us into balance. This is what Paul Ryan's plan was going to do. And in fact, Trump was prepared, because I talked to Cohen, his economic guy, first 2 years of the presidency. In year two, after they cut taxes and did the got rid of Obamacare and cut taxes, those are the first two. We got the taxes, we didn't get Obamacare. Thank you, John McCain. But then the third project in year two was to do just that.
Okay, Grover, hang on. I want to let you finish the thought. If you can join us at the other end of the break, just to finish this thought and this point. And how Biden expects to win, promising to raise people's taxes. Coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show. I think with Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, who's pointing out some of the specifics of the tax plans that Joe Biden has announced already. Let me ask you this, Grover, because generally politicians avoid being so public leading up to an election about raising taxes because most people don't like the idea of paying more in taxes, and for very good reason, because it's money that's taken out of your hard work and you're not sure you're getting your money's worth, certainly with some of these government programs that just don't work well. What is it that Joe Biden or the people around him think is different this time, so that it's going to be a ticket to the White House for him to talk about, oh, raising, for instance, the capital gains tax to 40%?
Well, they're counting on their friends in the establishment media asserting whatever this issue comes up. It's just taxed on rich people. It's just on the rich. This is what our friend Bill Clinton did when he ran. It's only going to be the top 2%. You may not, you know, want to hear what goes on as we extract that from them, but it's only them. It's just a few, 2%. Obama was even less honest. He said only tax the top 1%. And they got away with it both times. It's only going to be the ultra rich. However, if Republicans, honest citizens, presidential candidates can get the word out on what Biden's doing, then I think he would lose the election if the American people understood how badly they would be hit. Remember, there's also on top of this an energy tax, a carbon tax, which is a tax on gasoline and a tax on all forms of energy that you use to heat your house or use your air conditioning or drive a car. This is and everything that's trucked to your house, to your favorite store, would be more expensive as a result. These are wildly expensive, hit everyone. And, of course, the corporate income tax, this is a small business tax increase, too. It's a 20% exemption that Trump got through, that small businesses would not have to pay higher taxes than General Motors and large businesses. A lot of them are run by individuals or married couples, and they pay their personal income tax rate, which could be as high as almost 40%. So they took it down, and Biden is going to reestablish it. It's a massive tax on self-employed people, individuals who started a small business. And he wants to outlaw independent contractors. That's even worse than taxing you heavily. He has endorsed AB 5, which is a law in California that they passed. It's going to hopefully will be repealed this November. It would make Uber illegal. It would make Lyft illegal. The idea of having a job where you decide when you gave people rides, that under what circumstances, you couldn't be an independent contractor. Everybody would have to be a taxi cab driver and get paid by the hour and have all these regulations which have made taxi cabs non-competitive. Nothing wrong with a taxi driver. It's the laws and the rules that they have to live under which makes it impossible to function. This is a massive power grab over people's lives. Biden has even joined the group that wants to end charter schools. There are 3 million kids in America. 3 million kids in America. Their parents worked hard to get them into a charter school. I've got two daughters in D.C. They're in a charter school. I can't keep them in D.C. if they weren't allowed to be in a charter school. That has the freedom to actually not be run by the labor unions and the teachers unions and so on and teach kids. I think 3 million sets of parents recognizing that Biden would take that away from them is enough to win this election. It won the governor's race in Florida when the African-American, very left-wing Democrat said, I'm going to crush the school choice program here in Florida. And the right-wing, unacceptable white Republican said, no, I'm going to protect it. At least 50,000 African-American women, parents, mothers, voted for the Republican candidate more than the margin to elect a Republican governor on school choice. Watch for that to be a vote-shifting issue that can swing whole states. 3 million.
Okay, on this issue of taxes, Grover Norquist, yeah. on this issue of taxes, do you think that President Trump has to talk about new tax reforms, new tax cuts or adjustments, or should he simply rely on defending the tax cut that he achieved in his first term?
Both. He needs to stop talking about other things, because if he talks about other things that the press finds more interesting, they'll never talk about the tax cut. So he needs to talk about the tax cuts and the importance of making them permanent. Remember, just like with Bush's, some of these go away in 10 years. Let's make them permanent. He wanted to take the business tax, not to 21, but down to 15. That would supercharge the economy, make us much more competitive than China. we ought to move to 15. The expensing, which allows you to deduct massive investment. This, you know, this is why our friend at Amazon doesn't pay any taxes, because he's so massively reinvesting and taking no profits out that he doesn't have any profit because he's reinvesting everything. You know what? That's what we want. You want more and more investment and hundreds of thousands of new jobs created rather than the guy at the top going, I'm collecting all my pennies. I'm not reinvesting. That's not what you want. You want them reinvested. And tax policy should not discourage reinvesting in your own company, creating jobs and opportunities for people. So I think what he's done and building on it is a winning situation. And you ought to say, here's what I'm doing. Here's what they're doing. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what they're doing. He has to do that contrast because CNN is physically incapable of it.
Well, again, when you talk about CNN being incapable of it and Trump having to do it, one of the other places it needs to be drawn is in the U.S. Senate, because if Biden ends up winning the election, then heaven help us all if there is Democratic control of the U.S. Senate. If we have the last time we had that, we got Obamacare. And the time we had a House, Senate, and President who were all Democrats, and it only lasted 2 years. But who knows what kind of tax burdens they could actually get through. And certainly some of the tax the rich stuff, they claim, is exactly what they're going to aim for. Talking with Grover Norquist, Grover, the consensus right now is that if this is an election about coronavirus and handling coronavirus, Trump could be in serious trouble. Do you agree?
Yes, but I think when we get to November, in October, Pfizer says they will have a virus out and a virus vaccine out and enough to deal with all the older people who are in danger. And you are still seeing the death rates going down. This could be partially in the back rearview mirror, and his Trump's leadership could look better. But we do also need to focus forward into tax cuts versus tax increases, school choice versus more of the same. I mean, there are a whole series of issues, and the Democratic House and the Democratic Senate are to the left of Biden. If you put those
and
three together,
yes, even to the left of Biden. That's Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. When we come back, some of the alarming news from a Texas poll, and also in Texas, the impact of a COVID party. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting an event at the White House with law enforcement officials, President Trump says his administration is pro-safety, pro-police, and anti-crime. The president also talks about the painting of Black Lives Matter on a street outside Trump Tower in New York City.
They want to do Black Lives Matter signs outside of Trump Tower. They ought to spend their time doing something else.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday ordered every county in California to halt indoor dining and bars, as well as shut down churches, gyms, and hair salons for 80% of the population as the state struggles to control its coronavirus spread. The hardest hit counties in California seeing the toughest restraints, including most of Southern California, as well as the Central Valley and San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the news on the coronavirus front, I'm sorry, is just not good. It's horrifying, in fact, with skyrocketing infections, particularly in Florida and Texas, which are, ironically, and maybe not coincidentally, the two largest states. They're the second and third largest states in the country by population, and the largest states controlled by Republican governors. The information from a new Texas poll, it's all about coronavirus and the impact on public opinion. And it's one of the reasons I appreciate the note of optimism that Grover Norquist just shared with us about maybe the coronavirus will look like it will be in the rearview mirror in November, and we'll have a reliable vaccine for older people who will be able to get it. And I'm not at all sure that any of that is true. And any politician who is counting on that kind of miraculous deliverance, I think, is making a huge mistake. There is this, and it's from the Dallas Morning News. And former Vice President Joe Biden has built a 5-point lead over President Donald Trump in Texas as unease over Trump's handling of coronavirus mounts. This is a new Dallas Morning News University of Texas Tyler poll. If the general election were held today, Biden would carry Texas with 46% of the vote to Trump's 41%. Some 14% say they're still undecided. Now, Biden's lead, which comes after he and Trump were tied 43-43 in a poll in April, shows this was a poll conducted June 29th to July 7th. And Kenneth Bryant, who's the director of the poll, says, while President Trump has and still enjoys near universal approval from Republicans and overwhelming disfavor from Democrats, he has lost considerable ground among the folks in the middle who may ultimately decide who wins Texas in November. Up to now, the Biden campaign has spent nothing in Texas. They haven't even considered it a competitive. The Hillary campaign at one point said, oh, we have a chance to win Texas. Trump ended up winning by 5 points in Texas. Hillary did not compete. And no Democrat has carried the state of Texas since Jimmy Carter in 1976. But listen to this. They asked Texans, do you support another stay-at-home order, which, by the way, just kind of came through today. I mean, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, is trying to pull back some of the opening up. Do you support another stay-home order if infections and hospitalizations do not decline? 66% to 19%. The Texas population wanted that kind of order to close down the economy again. 36% said that the threat of the virus has been blown out of proportion. This is pretty grim. A slight majority now agree that COVID-19 pandemic will probably lead to civil unrest. 53% agree it will. 21% will disagree. That could explain some of the huge boom in purchasing firearms. By 70-17, Texas voters agreed that the state should not have reopened restaurants and bars so quickly. He reopened restaurants on May 1st, bars on May 22nd. Only 22% agreed that the coronavirus outbreak in Texas is under control. Now, okay, this is Texas. If Trump is going to have problems in Texas, he is not going to be reelected. It's just that simple. And part of it is going to require him getting more serious than sort of the happy talk. We're just around the corner. Everything's going fine. It's not going great right now. And I know, I'm glad they reopened Disneyland, I guess, but let's see Disney World, pardon me. They're opening Epcot and the Disney Florida Hollywood theme park, Hollywood Studios theme park, later this week. But there's this story, and it's also from Texas. A 30-year-old man who believed the coronavirus was a hoax attended a COVID party. He died after being infected with a virus, according to a Texas hospital. The man had attended a gathering with an infected person to test whether the coronavirus was real, said Dr. Jane Appleby, who is a chief medical officer at Methodist Hospital in San Antonio, where the man died. Fine hospital, by the way. The premise of such parties is to test whether the virus really exists or to intentionally expose people to the coronavirus in an attempt to gain immunity. Dr. Appleby said the man who told his nurse that he attended a COVID party, just before he died, the patient told the nurse, I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax. It's not a hoax. There were 8,332 new confirmed coronavirus cases in Texas on Saturday. More than 258,000 cases and more than 3,200 deaths in Texas alone. COVID parties are dangerous, irresponsible, and potentially deadly. Do we need a reminder of this? Said Dr. Robert Glatter, an emergency physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. Attending such a party may be a path to an early death. And if not, to chronic and unrelenting fatigue, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and daily fevers, if you do survive. Okay, this is really important, folks. Honestly, the talk that people give, oh, it's just like the flu. Why should we be more concerned? Because it's just like the flu. The flu very, very rarely inflicts permanent damage, where you have long-term consequences, even if you don't die. With COVID-19, the long-term consequences are real. And for people to ignore that This also goes to what has become a very huge issue. It was just announced that the two largest school districts in California, in Los Angeles and San Diego, and by the way, I attended public schools in Los Angeles and in San Diego. Most of my public school education up until 11th grade was in San Diego. And those two counties have announced that they are not going to open in September, which might create some kind of confrontation with the Trump administration. But the announcement that the two school districts in L.A. and San Diego made, they said, those counties that have managed to safely reopen schools, and they're talking about in Europe, have done so with declining infection rates and on-demand testing available. California has neither. The skyrocketing infection rates of the past few weeks make it clear the pandemic is not under control, the two districts said in a joint statement. Look, there are members of the teachers' union in Southern California that have already said they are worried about a significant number of teachers who have some kind of comorbidity or particular vulnerability to very serious consequences from catching this virus. And is this the union standing in the way of progress? It's unacceptable that you have schools closed. You have to do something. But to try to order from the federal level that these schools must open despite the protests of teachers and participants and many parents, this is all deeply problematic. If there's one thing that conservatives should at least respect, it's some kind of local control over schools, not federal control. We will get to more on that and a hate crime that actually wasn't so criminal. It has a happy ending. We'll get to that coming up on The MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was an alarming story at the edge of the weekend. It broke on Friday, and it was a story about a student, in high school student, who has a very significant social media presence. I've actually gone and looked at her Twitter feed. She also is on TikTok and Instagram. I mean, because she's a high school student, right? And she seems to be very bright, and she certainly is very charismatic. She's an extremely attractive girl. And her name is Samantha Pfefferly. And Samantha Pfefferly is also conservative, and proudly so. She poses with a nice-looking dog next to her, and she's holding a rifle. She's a big Second Amendment sister, and she is a gigantic supporter of Donald Trump. Well, the story over at the College Fix, which is a pretty good website, which I generally recommend because they do a decent job on covering some of the outrages that go on all the time at politically correct colleges and universities. And they report soon to be Marquette University freshman Samantha Pfefferly has yet to even step foot on campus, yet she said she's already facing possible dismissal from the school. The threat to cancel Pfefferly's admission came after she posted a video to her account on the popular social media site TikTok, showing her avid support for President Donald Trump. The video, titled "When the Libs Find Their Way to Your Page," lists captions such as, "When people see that I support Trump, they try to hate on me and think I'll change my views," over a video of Pfeffer dancing. The video features a Trump 2020 flag as well as a sign reading "Marquette 2024, should be part of the class of 2024. The song used in the video is from rapper 6ix9ine's Gooba, and plays lyrics such as, "He's mad, she's mad, big sad, ha ha, don't care, stay mad." Pfefferly's post has been watched nearly 600,000 times. One commenter said, "I hope you get shot." And Pfefferly told the College Fix, "I was extremely disappointed by the incendiary comments." Well, that's social media for you. She also explained that following the TikTok that she posted, she was contacted by Brian Troyer, who's Dean of Undergraduate Admissions at Marquette, who she said told her acceptance to the school was far from certain. "He had the heart to tell me I wasn't a student. This means my classification is still in limbo and currently being decided by the administration." Okay. The Marquette University has admitted they had this guy call her. You know what he asked her about? He asked her about whether she would be comfortable going to school alongside dreamers and things of that nature. What they did deny is that the way this whole story hit the stands, it was outrageous. It was the idea that they had canceled her admission to Marquette University in Wisconsin because not of the death threats that she got. And, of course, she posts stuff on social media. I'm sorry, it's disgusting that that happens just because you support one candidate or another. But, unfortunately, that's the America we live in right now. I hate that. She says, I still would like to attend Marquette University. However, because of the death threats, bullying, and harassment, this transition will be difficult to make. As of right now, I'm being left in the dark as to how Marquette is addressing the harassment. And after this initial publication, Pfefferly reached out back to the College Fix, and she said that the school today finally told her it would not revoke her admission. Campus officials still have not responded to numerous requests for comment. They acknowledge, however, the campus spokesman, that there was this associate dean who called her to speak to her. And look, the one thing about Marquette, I have no idea what this woman's academic credentials are or anything like that, but she's obviously very passionately committed to conservative politics. And this is something, frankly, every school in the country should welcome. Because it's concerned, the whole idea of a university is free exchange of ideas. And the idea of banning someone because he or she has very strong political ideas. By the way, sometimes people change their political ideas when they go to university. Often they move more to the left, but also not infrequently they move directly to the right. A lot of very prominent conservatives will tell you that during the time you're at university, there are at decent universities at least enough sources of conservative information and conservative thinking that you can be challenged by it. There are people who become religious even when they go to universities. And that should be encouraged, or they just are government brainwashing pens, which is not a good thing. The story on, I don't know if Marquette University is going to be having classes in person anyway in the fall. I think Wisconsin is doing better with coronavirus. But the story from Los Angeles and San Diego, I do hope they work this out. And I am convinced, and leading medical experts will tell you that they should be able to open a lot of these schools in September with appropriate precautions and masking. Now, of course, it's more difficult for very little kids. But if you're talking about kids third, fourth, fifth grade, really, you don't think you can possibly handle it? And again, I understand teachers being concerned. And the question is, I think what this really is from the L.A. Unified and from San Diego United school districts is a plea to the state of California, and maybe even to the feds, get a handle on this. Because if the level of infections is going up and up and up steadily in California, and this, even while the schools are closed, well, that's something to look at. The one of the better movies of the year, and it really is, was just released. It's now available for streaming. And it's a remarkable film. I mean, and remarkable because it's not political. It's just a tale of American heroism. It's called The Outpost. Here is a quick review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A new film tells the amazing story of one of the most bloody battles of the 19-year-long Afghan War. It features masterful, searing visions of combat, and it's called The Outpost. And on its opening weekend, it was the top-rented film on both iTunes and Fandango.
Welcome to the dark side of the moon, gentlemen.
How do we do our jobs? Stay safe.
That's Orlando Bloom as a heroic commander, leading a cast that includes the sons of Clint Eastwood and Mel Gibson. Each of these actors plays one of the real-life heroes who you meet during the credits sequence, so it's worth staying till the very end. Director Rob Lurie, himself a West Point graduate, does stunning camera work to capture the immediacy, brutality, and thrill of actual battle. Rated R for brutal scenes and brutal language. 3.5 stars for The Outpost.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
It is, by, I think, a large margin of advantage, one of the best movies made about the Afghan War. I think 12 Strong was a pretty good movie. Lone Survivor was a pretty good movie. This film, I think, is going to last because the terror of the action scenes and the horror at some of the decision-making in placing this outpost as vulnerable as it was is extraordinary. The troops in the story, the real story, there were 53 of them who withstood an attack by more than 400 heavily armed Taliban. The outpost is worth seeing. Tomorrow, speaking of an outpost, there is an outpost of sanity in Copenhagen. Actually, I think Bjørn Lomborg has moved to Prague for various reasons. But Bjørn Lomborg has been writing sensibly about climate change. Climate change is real. Human beings play a part in it. All of that is doubtless. However, it is not the end of civilization or planet Earth or life as we know it. He has a brand new book called False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. We'll be speaking with Bjorn tomorrow. And then one of the most idiotic byproducts of the current protest movement, there are Ford workers, auto workers, at a struggling auto company. All auto companies are having challenges. But the workers are asking to stop assembling police cars because they're used for brutality. A good move on the part of organized labor. We'll discuss it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.